The key to unlocking the message of this text and discovering what Jesus is doing and what he's asking lies in that word right in the middle of the text, repent. But there's a problem. That English word repent lacks the power and the strength of really what Jesus is asking for and expecting, in English at least. The original word, metanoia, carries with it a much greater force than repent, which can be watered down to simply mean being sorry or sort of trying to change one's ways. Jesus is not asking that. In fact, that idea almost trivializes his life and his message to think that he came, became flesh, and died just to get us to feel sorry for our sins and try to do better? Come on now. He wants more than that. He wants metanoia. And without it, there is not going to be a kingdom of heaven. So what he asks of those men in these verses today, he still asks of you and me. And we need to pay attention to what happens to them in order to measure our response accordingly. When it says they stopped what they were doing, put down everything and walked away from what they were doing, it means just that. A complete alteration of what they did, and most of all of who they were. They had been fishermen. They weren't going to do that anymore. And so their identity as fishermen is going to be changed. They might have stayed where they were and hung out with Jesus part-time. They might have even become friends with him so that when he was passing by, they could, you know, have a glass of wine or something. But that isn't what happened to them. And it's not what must happen to us. Jesus wasn't their friend. He became their Lord. And with that choice, they experienced metanoia. What we have here is an invitation to a new kind of existence, a different reality. Jesus called this the reign of God. Matthew calls it the kingdom of heaven. This is not the place. It isn't a place. It's a way of being. It's a way of feeling. It's a way of looking at ourselves, at things, all creation, and especially as a way of looking at other people. It is a way of life. The only description we have of this is the very life and work of Jesus. So look at what he did. Forgive, heal, reconcile, feed, comfort, love. In other words, Jesus made things to be the way they were supposed to be. The way they ought to be. An encounter with Jesus was an encounter with what God desired and willed and created this life to become. The people Jesus met in this way, they did more than repent. They became totally different because of him, and their lives were never the same. So this metanoia, it's not something you do. When the reign of God or the kingdom of God is offered by God, there's a decision to be made. That's what we do. We decide to believe what's offered. And we accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of our lives, not our buddy or our friend or some prophet or some healing do-gooder. Jesus is the Lord. That's the decision we have to make based upon what we have seen and heard. We have to decide to believe. This is what we're hearing about in this gospel today. Those apostles, they achieved metanoia because when it was offered, they made the most important decision of their lives. They believed what Jesus offered. They accepted him as their Lord, and they left behind everything that looked like a normal life. This is the greatest obstacle to metanoia. The biggest adversary Jesus faced was not demons or the Romans or the scribes and Pharisees. It was an attitude of helplessness, an attitude of submission to things the way they were and always had been. It was that nagging belief that nothing ever changes. That heaven might be different, but nothing on this earth's ever going to change. That's the biggest obstacle to metanoia. And sometimes that attitude gets dressed up to look like an old kind of piety that sort of counsels to be, you got to be patient and you got to accept. That thinking can be a challenge to metanoia, a greater challenge than any persecution. In walking away from their boats and their nets that day, those apostles opened themselves up to what Jesus offered. Rather than catch food, they were ready to become food, to nourish the hungry by their lives. Rather than stay in one place with one family, they would receive 100 times more. And why should we think they left their wives and children behind? It doesn't ever say that. I like to think they brought them all along, sharing their decision and their vision of life with them. Each of us must decide that our faith is more than just a nice idea or a theory not yet tried. We must decide that it's more than a comfort when times are hard. The following of Christ is not a sideline. It's the only thing that makes sense of life. Which is why, I guess, so many think so little of life itself, because they've never followed the Lord. The metanoia to which we're called transforms us into everything we could possibly be that is good and is holy. The metanoia to which we're called begins when we choose to be what God made us to be and live the way God made us to live. Holy and righteous in his sight, generous, blameless, peacemakers, forgivers, healers, reconcilers, and people of love without hate or anger or jealousy or selfishness. My friends, that's a whole new way of looking at ourselves. It's a whole different way of standing before each other. It's the way into and the very definition